Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song called See the Lamb. This song is from the studio recording called I Cry Holy and came to me way back on February 26th of 2004. This particular song actually came the day after watching, you'll remember, the Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of the Christ. I had determined from the beginning of the movie I would view it with this mindset. I would consciously place my sin upon Jesus again and realize that all I was seeing before my eyes was because of my sin and willingly done out of love for me. I did. I wept through most of the film. I remember vividly how it made me feel to understand the depth of suffering that Christ had been willing to undergo for me. How could I not give my life passionately back to Him? This song came quickly and is very much like a hymn in many ways. I honestly love to sing it, yet I hate to sing it. Just as I loved the movie, but hated the movie. I love the passion of Christ for me, but I hate being reminded of that pain that I caused, of my hand in it. Yet this very truth continues to lead me to depths of gratitude where I know I must live. The truth is, I want to know Jesus even more intimately. Now, just as with John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus in John chapter 1, verse 29, he said this, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In other words, see the Lamb.
Crown of thorns on His brow, see the love come flowing down, see the love. Risen King. laid on this lamb who took my blame, crucified, now alive, see the lamb, crucified.
Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. But surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. That's prophetic word about Jesus from Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 7. Guys, Jesus is the Lamb of God who was slain for the sin of mankind. Let's not overthink this truth today. Let's accept it for what it is, the greatest gift ever bestowed upon humanity. Jesus wanted us so much, he declared we were worth his own life. That is beautifully simple. You are worth his life. The question then becomes, is Jesus worth your life? Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Also, you can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live stream worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday every month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two series of fantasy books for young readers. I have several children's books, a series of devotional books, and I even have a novel there. Check it out on Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. You should be able to find me is what I'm trying to say. If you would like an MP3 of today's song, See the Lamb, from the studio recording I Cry Holy, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Or go to iTunes or some other streaming service. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. This is awesome. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.